Yeah, we're playing a team from Belfast called the Razorbacks. They're new in the league this year, so we're seen now as the older team and the team with experience after a year. So what we're looking to do now is really go out and give a good performance and hopefully to beat them. We don't know what they're like at all. They're an unknown element this year, so we're hoping to go out and to get the victory for Donegal and Derry.
Before we go on, Dave Cahill, you were in here before, there was a big drive on and you said a recruitment day and etc. And you had a look at a lot of people because you've been in training a while. And how did things go for that, and did many of the people stay on with you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had the recruitment drive in Derry and in Letterkenny. The Letterkenny one was very successful for us there up in Ara. And this man sitting beside me here as a result of it too as well, David here. So basically just with the tryouts, you know, it was a lot of speed, agility work and tackling, all that sort of stuff. And without 40 people that came down, showed interest and all, we've retained a good 15 of them. So that's a good retention rate, and we've got a panel now of 45, a roster now of 45 players for this opening game.
45 probably seems a lot to some people, but with injuries and one thing and another, I suppose you soon go through them all.
That's right, yeah. If you go back to your opening game of last season, we had two people injured in the first 10 minutes, I would say, of the opening game, out for the whole season with cruciate leg injuries. But David here's got nothing to worry about because we've got our defence tightened up this year, so he'll have plenty of protection.
Well, David, you're part of the setup now. Where do you play?
Cornerback safety on the defence.
And how did you, what made you, what attracted you to it? Or
I always had a, shall we say, a passing interest in American football. I would have watched a lot of the late games while I was at college, and a friend of mine, Eugene McLaughlin, he tried out and played last year. He convinced me to make the switch from your typical GAA hurling rugby over, and one of the best decisions I've ever made. It is an adrenaline-fueled, full-on, brilliant sport to be involved in.
So, I know you probably had trial games, etc., but I'm sure tomorrow will be your first competitive game, is that right? Or?
Tomorrow will be my first competitive game. I've got my injury out of the way. I missed the pre-season game, but I'm really looking forward to it. I don't think I'll sleep tonight.
Well, I was watching the golf, and there was fellas over from the golf practicing for the Masters. Excellent, you know, they were doing the practice, but on the day of the competition, things change. So I'm sure you're expecting to see what it does like in a real competitive game.
Yeah, completely expect the unexpected, but we've been put through our paces in training, doing numerous scenarios, all eventualities, different plays, scenarios, situations. So the coaching staff have us well prepped, and we've the veterans and leaders like Cahill here to help us on the field adjust for the fellow rookies.
That's great. And Cahill, different teams, there's attack team and defence side of things, there's kicking setups, so there's a lot that has to go into this, and not everybody practices with one, is that right?
That's correct for the big leagues. For us now, what you're chatting about is the offence and the defence. For us, we all train together, but we always have at least 11 offences against our 11 defence, usually always at the training. Completely different drills for the offence and the defence. Paddy Maguire's come on this year and he's took our defence. We're mainly involved with the defence here, us two. And the plays and the lineouts that Paddy has done for us with the defence has been unreal. Jason too as well with the offence. He's coaching his offence, different plays as well. So we're hoping to catch the Razorbacks, you know, off guard. You're saying there about the first game jitters. We're hoping that the Razorbacks, they get plenty of those. And as you say there, we have a lot of experienced players now that have been through the whipping, shall I say, that we had last year against the Belfast Trojans. Not only that, we have inherited three brilliant players, three seasoned players from you could say they played for the Cowboys and they played for the Tyrone Titans. They've ended up playing for us. You know, Kyle McInerney, Corey and Peter, you know, they've come on board with us, and whenever them guys hit you, you stay hit. You know, and that's the difference we hope they have this year on our defence.
I see you as well. You have a quarterback in from Minnesota.
Nick, is he experienced? Hollywood Young, yeah. Nick's got a lot of experience. When I first started, I kind of I was on offense. I made the switch to defense because the guy said, you'll just know your position when you try it. They tried us all in different ones. Worked with Nick, fantastic, just making little adjustments, you know, telling you you need to step this way first or do a swivel that way, you know, juke, start with your hands higher. All these little tips, you really don't know. It's just marginal gains the whole time. Really made the difference having a quarterback with experience.
That's great. It's obviously the most very vital part of a team. But your first three games I see here, Razorbacks, North Dublin Pirates and Galway Warriors. Is there any, you're at home tomorrow, or you're Drumahoe tomorrow, is it?
We're at home in Drumahoe tomorrow, down in Derry.
Yeah.
We're away then to the Dublin Pirates. And then I think that the next game then is away, maybe home. No, it's away to Galway. That is away to the Galway Warriors. We know Galway. We played them last year. We lost one. We won one. Dublin again as a new team in the realm. It just shows the growth of the sport as well, that this sport is growing and it's going to be sticking around.
And I see you even have a game in Letterkenny this year at some stage. That's
correct. In Donegal, we've got a lot of exposure, thanks to, you know, Highland Radio and thanks to other media, you know, that's out there. A lot of exposure in Donegal, so it only makes sense for us to have a game in Donegal now to try and drive it home in there as well. And for us in Donegal, we think, like, we've got so many emails, messages from guys 16 to 18 who aren't in sport, who are looking to get into sport, and we'd love to have a couple of sessions with those guys. And instead of doing tryouts next year, you know, you've got maybe a wee youth team coming through in Letterkenny. So we want to, you know, there's definitely a game in Letterkenny this year, but going forward then as well, we'd love to really establish ourselves in Letterkenny as well as we have in Derry.
Yeah, the youth's way forward. So what time's action tomorrow then, boys?
2 o'clock.
Yeah. 2 o'clock, kickoff in Drumahoe. So if you can get down at all, please do so. But definitely keep the ears open as well for the game in Letterkenny.